Yeah.
What's going on, guys? This is another episode of the Jerks Podcast. I am your host, Barkarski, with my co-host, Dylan Mahler. Mm-hmm. And we have Mac and...
Jason.
We have Mac Knepper and
hey,
Jason.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, they got to share a car.
I'm Mac and that's Jason.
They're from Bad Comedy, which Dylan's also on. So
I'm
this
on
is like
Bad
a little...
Comedy. So this is like all the people that have ever discovered me are sitting here right now.
That's how dumb they are. I'm the funniest guy, and they didn't give me a mic.
can I grab that, actually? Can you throw that over here?
In a way, Jason's got two mics.
So, boys,
half of two mics.
What are we talking about today? Banana-infused pancakes?
We're talking about Harry
talking
Potter,
about IHOP?
Hunter Biden.
I understand those are the main topics.
And IHOP. Yes,
yeah.
Infused. That's my flavor.
I have a story I can tell right off the bat.
Is it about minion pancakes?
So I pretended I was on the swim team.
Oh, jeez.
I think Marquette.
You came
Where's
here you? Wanting some AJ action.
I pretended I was on the swim team, and then I have a video of me swimming in the pool on the swim team. They just let me be on the swim team, pretty much.
Well, they thought his name was Aj.
And then I went to jail. Then I went to jail for it.
You wear socks in the pool?
And then I had...
You did push-ups.
And then I had to go to court for it. And I said to the judge, I said...
Tell it to yourself.
I was like, where in the book does it say you can't pretend to be on the swimming team in Marquette?
And
they looked through it. Nothing in there.
And try to find something in the rule book about not even going to that school. And so, yeah, that's why I didn't go to college.
That is a really good original story. And I haven't heard anything... Probably as eloquently said as that.
Is Marquette like a donut, but Mark?
Nice.
That write that
so
one down.
Yeah. So I
recorded it.
That and delete that.
I recorded it.
If we could go ahead and
we got some gifts
Jason.
For you.
We do have some gifts. It appears that Mac was kind enough to bring Jason's album
this is for
recording.
Me.
They got
promotion.
Me a picture of Mac's friend
from a year ago. Yeah. It's Jason. Is his friend?
Jason.
It's true.
We're not friends.
And that was his album
We're
recording.
Just business
Don't miss
business
it.
Associates.
It's going to be recorded 11/11/2022. Don't miss it again. You guys.
Yeah, and then
the
I think
time.
It's
is this waterproof?
Bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm so going to put it in my shower.
Yeah.
He's on the Bad Comedy.
A little
beat off
material.
If you record
little.
An album,
yeah.
You're in good standing with us.
I have a busy night
us.
Ahead of me.
Yeah.
And Jason has a gift as well. This
oh, okay.
Taz
with
a
huge
boner.
Boner.
So I have that on my nightstand.
It's cocaine murder jam.
Yeah.
Was that was that not supposed to read the cocaine murder jam because it was crossed
no,
out?
No, that's kind of
no.
his brand.
Oh.
Cocaine murder jam.
That's the author.
Oh, that's the mm-hmm. the artistic.
At CMJ
I got a tattoo of Sam Talent of Ham Talent right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna ask if you did that yourself.
It's Ham Talent. No, I didn't do it myself. I had it done by Travis Barker.
Yeah. So Travis Barker has a lot of tattoos. He's good at drums.
Are you saying it looks bad?
No.
It's pretty symmetrical.
For Pikachu, that's not terrible.
Tattoo of Ham
this
Talent.
This is Ham Talent.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Who is a pig who does stand-up comedy, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
And he's not funny, even, which
no,
is,
but
makes it funnier.
A lot of people think these are short shorts. They're not short shorts. I'm just tall.
Yeah, he's just a tall guy, which is one of the Ham Talent's jokes. Is that?
I just
want
to say that if you guys
fat,
go to coolsteeperclub.com, it's our subscription.
Which is cool.
You can get 25% off with the promo code BADCOMEDY.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm going to use this right now.
Make sure it's for a tea subscription.
And you could find Jason at Cool
Bad
Jason
comedy,
Mountain.
25% off.
And you could find
Bad
Mac
Comedy.
At Bad
find
comedy.
Me at Bad Comedy, 20% off. Cool Steeper Club.
Bad Comedy.
25% off. That extra five, we'll add on just for free.
So these guys were kind of joshing around earlier, Mark. They were talking about saying that they were going to murder you to free me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm free.
Yeah, we're trying to free Dylan from the evil grasp of Mark Karski.
This is freedom now, and these guys are evil.
I decided against bringing my gun. However, my gun.
I almost also packed heat.
My gun chain actually works.
Fires?
Yeah.
Has,
I got
Adam
it from, I got it made by Elon Musk.
He's got a stiletto here.
I brought my knife, though.
He does have
Dylan said I can't kill you, but I asked him if I could terminally injure you.
No,
I would prefer to
he
die.
Said it, he said it was okay.
I would
it
prefer was, to die.
Yeah, it's a bigger word, both of those words. So.
Yeah, I said I was going to I said I was gonna weld your
said,
grill shut when I came here, but you didn't wear your grill, so I brought my welder. It's in the car.
So we had a
next time.
Back
and then I was going to and then I was going to throw Dan McCarty's glasses on the ground if he was here and step on him.
Which is fine. We bully Dan a lot on here. And just in general.
He's kind of a dork.
Yeah.
You're talking about I'm looking like a...
a pig. He looks like a pig,
lesbian.
Too.
What do you guys think about him fucking his cousin?
He fucked his cousin? Like,
yeah,
literally. Well, second cousin, probably.
Well,
he does have sex with his cousin, though, so that should be
I think
on
it's
the
fine if you use protection. I mean, the only
they
thing
don't.
Is to worry about is the baby.
Yeah, no, you don't never. Want one to come out.
Because you don't want to make it a baby that has the disease.
Uh-oh. That Dan already has?
That, yeah.
You don't want to be infected with the
Look,
incense.
You don't want another Dan.
But well, the thing I don't get is how he had
Dan times his cousin.
How do you have sex with his cousin if he's never had sex?
Oh, nice.
He's a cuck.
Uh-huh.
Right?
He lets people. He likes to watch.
That's weird.
Fuck his cousin.
That doesn't make much sense.
She popped his cousin.
He's like
cherry,
technically.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of disgusting, but it's not by blood. But it's still disgusting. It's still frowned upon.
I think it's cool.
So it's fine. They were doing it before.
Do you guys
they
do a good disco here? I like disco.
There's karaoke.
You got Night Fever.
What was your favorite karaoke
of the
song?
Devil, dude, go get those glasses, dude.
Look at this boy.
Oh no, we were just talking about.
We were just talking about.
He just said he wanted to smash your glasses.
He's a great looking
guy.
Yeah. Sex.
So we'll give you a quick recap. I said I was hoping Ed McCarty would be here so I could throw his glasses on the ground and stomp on him.
Uh-huh.
And then we're talking about how you fucked your. Or he was talking about how you fucked your cousin. And then I said, how can he fuck his cousin if he's never had sex?
And then I said you're a cuck.
The joke is that he's had plenty of sex, you guys, with this.
So, listeners, I'm sure you're happy about that recap.
No, but it's funny because he has had plenty of sex. A lot of sex.
Lots of sex?
Sometimes I call him
Hell
Dick,
yeah.
Dick Pick McCarty.
Ooh.
Because that's because he says
What about Mark, or no, Dark McCarty? Dark McCarty?
Isn't it Dick?
It's YouTube has
Mark
sex and have a kid. It'd be Dark McCarskity.
It's because I'm black.
Mark Karski, mm-hmm. Dark.
I think that's how you make names is you combine the two names.
Mm-hmm.
And he would fuck you and you'd lay an egg or something.
Yeah.
And you kind of hatch and then it's like a self cycle
yeah.
that repeats itself.
You lay eggs, right?
I do.
Nice.
Not a mammal.
So
that's cool.
It's because he's a phoenix. He's and phoenix. Lays an egg and then you set the egg on fire and that's pro-choice. I don't know. I don't care. Who cares? These debates are. I don't even care about the issues.
I told someone I was coming on this podcast. They said that this used to be like one of the best open mics, and then you guys took over.
And then it became
Is that
another
true?
Level.
No, that's a fair point,
John. You can vouch me on this. Top two nights in the. Bar history because of Jerks at Joe's, which is really we could take credit for that, even though it's.
I think you guys are just being mean like the chicken.
Uh-huh.
What was the top night? $10
night. Okay, well that's kind of just you're talking about the establishment.
Wait, let me give him a rip shot for that one. Wait,
you know shit on the
that was
menu,
good.
Dude.
Speaking of jerks,
you see how many titties are in here.
Speaking of jerks, I'd never eat jerk chicken. I ate it once.
Shot.
It's so mean.
So yeah, we should talk about Jerk's chicken.
This place is fancy,
what is
this?
So mean, dude.
Yeah, Jason just had a good riff. He said, well, "What do you mean $4?"
Adam Burke chicken. How about that?
I remember going to Comedy Shrine and
I went to Columbine.
$8 for a water.
You guys are barely jerks. Why don't you do something mean already?
Okay. You guys are really. This is bad comedy.
Yeah, we're
folks.
The real jerks here.
Us apart right now.
I think we might rename our podcast Jerks.
Yeah, you talked about killing my co-host.
That's a good name. How'd you guys come up with the name
funny,
Bad Comedy?
Well, it's just it's based on what the podcast is.
Yes, and so you're kind of acknowledging your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw Mark Karski go on stage.
So they did watch The Comedian every episode, Mark. And
oh, yeah.
Early on.
I started doing reaction videos where it's videos that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
I just
that works well,
dude.
It's low-hanging fruit.
Shows I've never seen before. And I'm like, what's even going? Who are these people in this?
You just call them fat, and people just watch.
I'm just asking what's going on. Like, are these guys in a family? Are they dating?
The episode that you said that you mentioned me on, you were firing on all cylinders, calling women overweight. And
whoa.
I like
some that. Are. Some are, women are fat.
So I think every woman is perfect, especially Lizzo.
Uh huh.
So she's the most
Lizzo
perfect of them
is
all.
A perfect example of a.
El Triple Lizzo.
She's the top five.
Uh huh. She's top
big
five.
Big forehead,
top,
though.
Top 500
big,
pounds.
Big yeah, forehead.
Top 500-pounded lady.
That's
like
generous.
Yeah.
That's way too nice.
Ladies.
Yeah, she so couldn't quite qualify for my 600-pound life.
But she's kind of a leader.
She was right under. She was 599.
She's like owning it, though, so it's.
But it's kind of cool that she was fat-shaming her workers. So. Uh-huh.
People don't see her as fat because they love her so much.
No, she's rich. It cancels out.
Because they love her. They love her so much they're going to do a Macy's Day parade float of her this year.
Of just her size right now.
It's going to be life size.
Yeah, and it's going to be the biggest float.
It's supposed to be life size.
It's kind of confusing. It'll probably scare the children. Why is Lizzo flying?
Yeah, what if she falls, too? Uh-huh. So wait, is it going to be her?
What if she gets hungry? You know, yeah, she's bland.
Are they just going to pump her up full of helium?
I say, thanks, Native Americans. Okay. There's no helium.
How come they call that TurboTax thing Inuit TurboTax? That sounds kind of racist.
That it right? probably is, yeah. I'm from the Upper Peninsula. Some people think that we're Inuits or Alaskans.
Well,
or
from what I understand, you were raised by trees.
I was raised by trees.
Yeah.
That's
why you don't know how to talk to people. Yeah.
Yes, they hear me, and so I kind of feel at one with the earth. When
your dad is Treebeard from Lord of the Rings?
I have.
You're related to Pocahontas?
I don't know if I'm 23andMe. I don't know if it's reliable, but I watched the movie growing up.
No, you have 23 and trees.
It's kind of nature versus nurture.
23 and trees.
It's just trees.
But they have a special one for you. It's called 22andMe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, so you just stole another one of my jokes. It's
the missing chromosome. The case of the Nancy Drew, the case of the missing chromosome.
Mac, you heard my chromosome joke the other day. Can
you have an extra chromosome?
The boxcar children, the mystery of the missing chromosome.
I'm not allowed to apply for...
What about this? Sherlock Holmes, the mystery of the missing chromosome.
Okay, I know shit.
He's not a detective.
What are you guys talking about?
My chromosome joke.
We're talking about...
Just restart the whole conversation.
Mac just stole my joke again.
No, Sherlock Holmes, the...
more like Sherlock Homo.
The case of the missing chromosome.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's where they try to find his chromosome that's missing.
This guy's trying to big time me on
Mac has Crohn's zones.
Nice.
He's Crohn's
Mac
disease.
Has Crohn's, so just everyone, everyone knows.
That's the
that.
One you could fix by having to poop in a bag, like where they take out something and you poop in a bag.
No, it's with some cases you have to.
Kind of
For me, it gave me Titan like powers, like the Greek god, the Greek Titan Cronus.
He's kind of a Titan, so.
So I'm a Titan of sorts.
And he's in his bag, which he. Because he poops in his bag, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So Cronus, if you know, listeners, so if you want to hear about some Greek history. Mm-hmm. So the Titans were before the gods, folks. Mm-hmm. If you've seen Hercules, the cartoon, it's like that tornado guy and that ice guy, all those guys.
Denzel.
Those big ones that came
to
attack.
Like a Trace Jenkins set. Mm-hmm.
And Cronus ate all of his kids, and his kids were like all the main gods that you mm-hmm. know, like Aphrodite and Herpes and... Athena, HP, Lizzo, and so uh-huh. he ate them because he didn't want them to take him over.
Lizzo,
all the gods, all the Greek gods. Yeah,
she's hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything for any
and then
press
so,
is good.
But
press.
They ended up killing him from the inside.
Dahmer.
And so that's what Crohn's disease does: is my white blood cells attack my. Other cells, so they think they're bad cells.
It's metaphorical, and he has.
So the white
Crohn's.
Cells, the white cells are the bad cells.
Well, they're normally they're the good cells, but
the white ones are the good.
But I have too many. Okay. I have white over. Power. I've racist. Respect. I have really racist white blood cells.
We all kind of.
But they only hate my Native American
the Puerto Rican
cells, the red ones.
The white blood cells are kind of symbolic of white privilege and white power, and that's why Mac tries to get rid of all of them. As many as he can. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Just kind of you're a Crohn's warrior, some would say, a hashtag Crohn's warrior.
I got a bunch of extra chromosomes because I'm so smart.
Uh-huh.
I got more chromosomes than anybody else.
I really like that how you
I got like 6,000.
You would drink you have 6,000?
6,000 chromosomes.
So this
I'm like I'm like the lawnmower bright. Man. Do you know the lawnmower man?
Is he autistic?
He was. Then he became a computer, God slash God.
Okay.
No, did I tell my story about the swimming pool yet?
You could tell again.
If it has to do with Marquette, I haven't heard it.
Well, yeah, I mean, so...
Does it have to do with Marquette?
Yeah, well, I went to a Marquette swim meet, and I was like, hey, I'm on the team. They're like, yeah, we know you are. But I wasn't on the team the whole time.
Yeah, so kind of what Mac's doing here. Guess what? In front of AJ.
Turns out.
Clip that did really well. And
turns out I wasn't on the team the whole time.
Mac is jealous of the success of the Jerks comedy.
Gay J guy's dick, more like.
Yeah, so maybe in his ass. Try that. To see if Barstool.
The most successful thing you could do if you're into Jerks podcast is quit.
Okay, so why are you guys on? Why are you guys begging me to come on here? When are you going to have us on Jerks? When are you going to have us on Jerks? Multiple weeks in a row.
I would like to
they
see the clip.
Here, I guess.
Find,
we'll
find
sure
the clip.
The mics work really well.
Find the clip.
Uh-huh. Find the clip of what?
Of us saying that.
Okay, well, because there are definitely multiple, and you know that now that you said that.
I didn't really know. Said that, I don't know what I was talking about. This is not good.
No, this is okay. Let's run
this
it back.
This is the best one yet.
Let's go to the very beginning.
Can I be, instead of Mac Knepper, can I be Mike Cancer Cells or whatever his name is?
You can be
Mike Cancerous.
You want to be the new AJ?
Where's Mike Cancerous?
Mike Cancerous isn't here right
where's
now.
Where's Hannah Belmont Street?
I live on Belmont Avenue, and you know that, and you shouldn't bring that up, because it's...
Dan, you need a haircut, dude. Like, real bad, dude.
No, he got a haircut.
He got the same haircut as me.
He needed a haircut.
No, his is a lot more mullety. Because yours is like that right now, because you have the hat on. His is like that without a hat on.
So, back in the old days, we called it, Who Are We? And then I would go on Bad Comedy, and these guys would say, who are you guys? We don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
So it's very funny.
It's like, no, we're asking, we're talking about the podcast. We know we're asking about you.
So funny, you guys. Yeah. So they kind of say that about you guys just in general anyway. So
no, I just say, I make fun of Mark. I say Mark Malarski, Mark Karkies.
Darksy.
I think he's talking about me.
Dark, you.
Dark Darsky.
Yeah, he thinks we would make fun of the podcast, but it was mostly just the names.
And I
like Gay J
MC
Guy's
Light.
Dick.
Did you see that?
What?
There's a guy called MC Light.
No, DJ Darksy.
Yeah. So we have a wall of ops on Bad Comedy where you don't want to end up on there because right now we have
a wall
five
of six
people.
Enemies.
Yep. One of them has a knife in their head because comedy, so don't fuck with them.
We force them to quit comedy, uh-huh. So don't ever try to slight Bad Comedy podcast.
No. You want to be on the Wall of Fame like Jason's on the Wall of Fame because he recorded an album that you guys all missed, but you can still find on YouTube.
I don't know why I didn't put myself on the Wall of Fame. I had to put Zach Albers on there.
Max planning to do a 10-minute special soon.
I'm gonna pay people to go to it.
Epic, dude.
I'm gonna have like Dale McPeak and Junior Stopka and stuff open for me, and each do
and
like
Michael Myers.
Host, Michael Myers, yep. He'll host, and they'll each do like 5 minutes, and I'll do 10 minutes.
We'll do like Hannibal
and then back. I'll pay people to go to it, and if they just try to take the money and leave, I'm gonna have like, I don't know if you know John Hickok. He'll be at one of the doors, and then I'll have Dale working the other door, so they can't leave.
So shout out to.
It'll be one of those nows you can't leave situations, like Bronx Tale. You know.
We have a gun, guys. What we're trying to.
Yeah, we have a gun on the podcast. It's the most heavily armed podcast in the world, probably.
Well, I guess
another podcast that has a gun and about 30 knives and a machete, two axes,
30 knives at least,
two switchblades. Yeah.
We have the most heavily armed podcasts.
Yeah.
Plural.
If someone broke into our podcast, it's the wrong podcast to break into. You know, all these people breaking into podcasts.
If your podcast doesn't have a gun, if it doesn't have knives,
it's a real
knives,
problem.
Like
all these podcasts keep getting broken
into.
It
is a problem to bring in.
It's such a lucrative career. People are just robbing us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to get podcast studio insurance for that.
Mm-hmm. Mac is actually pushing life insurance now. He's not licensed but he's very close.
I'm about to be licensed in life. Uh-huh. Yeah, do you guys have licenses in your life? I bet not.
I've played the board game Life.
That is a good game. Yeah. And the cereal.
Uh-huh. And I never win.
Matt Rife, he's good.
I don't know if you know.
And he's, and he's a hot dude.
Uh-huh, Matt. So we're also a pro Matt Rife podcast.
Yeah, pro Matt Rife. Matt Rife matters.
The jawline, that he's low body fat percentage, very low, and he does a lot of crowd work, which I love. I'm a crowd work comic.
Yeah.
Kyle,
I don't know what to say about this guy. I consider him an equal.
You date, okay. This is
he's
Matt Rife and
he's
everything.
Sort of a Matt Rife, but he's actually Fat Knife.
Do you guys do a video for this, or is this just audio?
Oh, it's been video.
No, this is video,
where?
Boys. So it's got the camera's
the guy?
Been recording.
Nah, it's right
there. Well, I want them to be able to see that we're in a place that looks like The Shining. If instead it was a horror movie, it was
so
a sad movie.
Projecting. He's projecting that he's jealous of how cool this place looks.
This place is great.
We had to cover up some titties just to kind of make
they
it.
Got
you know
two,
how the
they got two disco balls, folks.
Uh-huh. We have balls here.
We have to compensate.
I still see titties over there.
So we have huge disco balls.
Yeah, but they're covered up, though.
And a lot of colors, a lot of lights.
Why do you
a lot
have
of
to
shine?
We don't censor our podcast.
I didn't say anything about censorship. My sensei said no.
I mean my podcast.
You can't do karate.
It's my podcast.
So we have these.
It's at my house.
This is Mark's podcast, to be honest. Because yeah. Mark
this
is the,
my house.
The
I
love
hey,
OG.
Mark. My real name is Mark.
Let's
I'm a Mark Jr.
Back
yep.
To the OG.
No way,
to God.
Dude. With a C?
And
no.
Mark discovered
oh,
me
you're
by
with
accident.
A C?
It was
no.
A huge mistake.
Okay, good.
Thank God.
Good, yeah.
Aligning himself.
We have the biblical
me.
One. He so, was one. He was one of the four guys that wrote things in the Bible.
Where there's Abraham.
The
Mark
what are they called?
The got me wearing
the
chains.
The writers on the Bible.
If writers.
Writers
scribes.
On the Bible. When you write a chapter of the Bible,
this
then you'll
fun,
be Matthew, Mark, or Luke, or John.
Thing we're gonna.
What's up with these naked ladies in paintings?
We have to make it.
What's up with the what's up
Dan?
With the painting of a naked lady? How come that doesn't make me turned on? But I like a naked lady.
Because these people are.
If it's an old painting, all of a sudden I'm not horny at all.
No, well, it's because it's a female, but we also have a lot.
Can anybody
of,
explain this to me?
That's a good.
We
question.
Have sinners in here that we
that's
have to cover.
Do you guys ever get turned on by like a painting, like a Titanic style naked
yeah.
portrait?
I've jerked off to the movie Titanic when he
well,
drew
yeah.
her.
Yeah, well, in real life she's hot, but in the painting, ew.
Oh, that's a good point.
Finally,
in real life
she's not very hot in real life, to be honest.
No,
Leo could have done way better than that bitch.
Yeah, but Eve, dude,
for real, dude, fuck.
Eve
he
before.
Died for her. I would push her out that door, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's Mackin. Way stronger. Like,
I think they should have shared the door. I think they should have just shared the door. I don't get it.
I think it's
that's what a lot of people say, but
children.
But there's also they say
right? Women and children. It's bullshit.
I heard this on the news. They said the door would have probably flipped if both of them were on it.
And you love the doors.
It was breaking news. I saw
where
recently.
Were the doors when that? When that?
Yeah, where were the doors? There was only the door.
Right.
Yeah, where was Joey Ramone from the
Stephanie
Doors?
Stephanie Ramone, and we have who do you guys hate, by the way, in Chicago
oh, yeah.
comedy? Because really, these guys might and gals might like to see kind of honest perspective.
Yeah, Bob.
We have
Bob
nothing
Keen,
to lose, like literally.
Obviously, I hate Bob Keen.
We talk a lot about Bob Keen. He's on the Wall of Ops. We have Dan Cass.
Don't
AKA
follow
Dan
Bob
Katz.
Keen on social media.
You unfollow him if you
unfollow
follow
him if you're currently following him, please.
We were talking.
Start drinking at the end of your sets, guys. We have Instagram. Start unfollowing Bob Keen.
Yeah,
so
please unfollow
Bob
Keen.
Me at Bob Keen.
So they sleep under a bridge, the Belmont Bridge.
Yeah.
Bob and Ariel and their bats, and his, sort of.
They sleep upside down like bats. Him and his girl. Yeah.
Instead of,
it's kind
of
weird.
Both sort of have vagina-like structures, which are technically bat caves, but they both have. And they 69 to feed
or no,
each
they
other.
Scissor each other to feed
to,
each other
yeah,
with
just
their
a
periods.
Once a month they do a feeding and
it's kind of a vampiric period thing.
Just want to explain that, just get out there.
Yeah, just so you understand the context.
Terrifying.
Of something probably you're going to continue talking about.
Sometimes good comedy is scary, like when Bon Traeger was on here touching everybody. Remember when the harmonica guy?
Oh,
you had Bon Traeger on the podcast?
I think he was. Well, he wasn't on the podcast. He was just touching people.
He was just touching people at the open mic. So
touching
I
you,
to
touching me, uh-huh. Sweet
so
Bon Traeger.
Don't come to our mic and touch.
I wish I had a harmonica going.
This is a safe open mic.
Gonna
cover up any
sexually harass some unless girls. No good. No good.
And if they do, we're gonna put an end to it. So I think that's even a better way to say it.
Is Brian? Is Brian Egg here?
Brian,
not
I don't think
yet.
Brian Egg is
you mean
here.
Bjorn?
That's a guy.
Sometimes.
Does he change
Bjorn?
His name?
Yes.
I have follow him on Instagram, name. And I love his videos.
I like to. I actually. Thought
I
want to
play him in chess. I think I'll whoop his ass.
Don't play.
This
guy
talks
guy
a lot
chess,
of shit.
Does. Do not play Jason.
Brian Egg.
He is not a grandmaster, but he always wanted to be a master of people. Yeah. So it's kind of he kind of is in a way.
Hey Mark, you see this? You see this ring right here in the middle on the middle
that's
finger?
That's all I've been staring at.
That's the Lord of the Rings, the real ring from Lord of the Rings.
So oh, from the movie.
But I don't become invisible. I just channel the evil powers.
So well, you become invisible when they wear it in the movie?
The pussies do.
I've never seen.
Yeah, like the hobbits and shit. They become invisible when they wear it.
Yeah, that's kind
of
gay.
But I just get I channel the power of that eye, that big eye.
The eye of Sorob?
Of Sorob, yes. The eye of Sorob, if you know who Sorob is.
His thing is Sorob is cool. Is that his Instagram name?
No,
or Sorob is...
Sorob is brown.
Sorob is brown. He says, I'm the biggest, fattest guy.
Yeah, it should be Sorob is fat.
Or you should say, like, I'm the brownest guy.
It should be Sorob is the biggest, fattest guy.
Am I the biggest, brownest guy you've ever
seen?
Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of
these guys are body shaming. I'm sorry, everybody.
Right, now do your Sorob impression.
My Sorob? Am I the biggest, fattest guy you ever seen?
Thank you.
Am I the biggest? You guys know Sorob?
No, they don't.
Nobody knows who Sorob is.
Sorob is a very popular, I guess, comedian in Chicago.
Who do you know?
I don't really know.
Who do you know here?
Who Dan knows?
Do you guys know Tim Godbout?
Sorob is...
he does his terrible impression. It just sucks.
But his thing is, I'm the biggest, fattest guy you've ever seen, right? And sometimes he's not even that, so...
You guys know Ken Flores?
Ken Flores?
Hey, fool. Uh-huh. I was sucking the fucking dick in the alley, dog. I was like, oh. They call me the throat, go to Boys Town, fool.
Uh-huh. So the joke is that he's gay.
Sorry, Ken Fluoride, uh-huh. I meant. That's what we call him.
I just want to give a shout-out to Mark. He gave me this first chain at Beer Belly. And it kind of got the whole thing started.
Who else?
Mark wearing the chain with
the caterpillar effect.
I didn't even know that until after. I was like, oh, shit.
He gave me this chain. Yeah. Okay. And then I bought a bunch of chains irresponsibly from Mark. And then we got these guys wearing chains. Look at the Bad Comedy chain.
Yeah.
So this is how culture... He permeates into the city.
Well, it's because
we're changing the culture.
Well,
now.
What's going on is these rappers are taking the emo culture and stuff from the white people wearing like tight jeans and stuff, mm-hmm. and like being like okay, Juice WRLD and stuff. So we're just filling in the holes so we're just taking their old swag.
So we gotta take black culture, we make it ours, repackage it.
And make it bad, and then they'll
take credit for it.
So yeah, they
Mac has a chain that looks like a
chain. Isn't everybody here Russian? Like, they don't know what we're talking about at all.
Bulgarians.
they know about the tracksuits.
Uh huh. So
yeah, hell yeah, dude.
It looks good. Look. I guess it makes Khalil Russian. Uh huh. So I don't know which comedy team's gonna help me do it, but the Khalil sketch is an Uber driver. Who's gonna work harder to make this happen?
Me.
Okay, so it's gonna be. Let's just do a check on my comedy club. It's almost on the way.
Who do you guys know?
Let's check out my house. It's right here.
Kyle, you guys know Kyle Allen, that weird guy with the bandana.
Good beard.
Yeah.
That Kyle Allen.
He has two first names, kind of like Michael Sam, which means by the transitive property, he's gay.
No, okay, no, or.
Oh, he's like here? Oh, shit.
He's Ricky.
Sorry, dude.
Bobby. Kyle also discovered me, so he kind of was giving me a lot of advice early on, which helped.
Alan's my middle name, Kyle.
Nobody asked. I believe, did anyone care at all about that?
Did anybody ask for anything you said?
How about you say your real name, Mac?
Mark.
Okay.
Karski.
So we got a couple Marks.
I know. We already talked about this. My real name is Mark Karski.
More like
I've heard
Dark
that before,
Karski.
That name.
Dark Karski,
more
yeah.
Because
like, I'm black.
Dark Nepper with a K.
Mark is a bald too, like you don't, but he's not afraid to take his hat off. What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm not afraid either, Jason, but.
Then why don't you do it?
Why don't you take your hat off and show him your Dan hair?
Yeah.
Nice. It's not even like Dan's.
I'm jealous.
All right, go ahead and take it off. You don't want to get Dylan mad or feel like you're walking on eggshells around him, and then you feel like you're stepping on his head.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Am I a Humpty Dumpty of sorts?
Adam Crochet.
So that's why.
Who is that comic I sent you guys that Adam steals from?
Adam.
Why'd you push me off for nothing?
No, Adam sent
me. Give
me
a mic. Adam Crochet, a lot of people complain that he keeps dogs in his cars. I worry about the one in his microwave.
I'll be honest, I saw a post that Adam put of his dogs in the truck and said, almost home, boys. No, you're home. You're in the truck.
One time I saw them just like, just sweating. And like
the dogs
after he was
sweating,
the open mic for like 4 hours, I didn't check on them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fun fact, dogs.
My dog's sweating.
Some girl hated it. He was like, sometimes I throw it on the AC.
My dog's sweating. Car's
so
hot.
Be Adam C. You be Ken Fluoride. Dog. Hey, I'm sweating, dog. And then you say, shut up, dog. You're not a dog. You're a border. Ken was on this. He ripped. He made a lot of people laugh really loud.
I'm sweating and sucking a dick, dog.
So we've been trying to give you guys an opportunity to kind of get this whole room laughing like Ken Fluoride did with his laughing gas, I guess.
You didn't give me an opportunity.
Well, you've had half of
a... You didn't give me an opportunity. You don't have enough mics.
Half a microphone. We've had two microphones. You've had two opportunities.
You're talking into the wrong end of that one.
You've had two...
That's not even the right end of that microphone. You're not even using a microphone. That's a microphone I could be using.
That was really funny, actually, what you just said.
It's funny...
Crushed it, dude.
It doesn't work.
Hands, Adam.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. This episode with us is probably the amount of words he said on this is the same amount of words as he said is his whole career with bad comedy.
So it's kind of nice to have a platform.
8 months.
It's kind of have to defend the turf and say no. This is. I'm gonna have a whole.
Why do you guys let Dylan talk here?
I think we kind of see what happens when you let the beast loose. And we've
no.
Had
no, I mean, I
do.
This wasn't a disaster of any
really
sort.
Yeah,
we didn't delay the open mic.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
super nice.
We're pretty big.
Like with the way you guys helped out with the mics, it's like, oh, these guys are fucking sweet.
Yeah, we're pretty big time.
They helped out with the mic, very insistent.
Yeah, you're welcome for doing you guys this favor coming on.
So you're welcome for me having you on after you begged me a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. We like coming out and helping out the smaller podcast, dude. We just want to see you guys flourish. People helped me when I was new, you know?
Well, you kind of scratch my back, I'll scratch my own this time.
Just like we helped Giovanni with Lobo Den, you know?
Why is Adam Gilbert grabbing your back?
It seems like a lot of people really want to work with you guys all the time, and me included, and we didn't delay the mic at all. It wasn't a disaster. We weren't...
I was helping.
And Mac was helping.
Yeah, I'm a tech guy.
Yeah, hell yeah, unlike
dude.
Some people, hello. my brain works.
Why don't you take off the hat?
I took it off already, Mac. Take yours off. Show him that widow's peak. He looks like a fucking vampire, this guy. Whoa. But not, he can't, he doesn't have fangs.
I look like a normal guy.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Lean down a little bit and kind of part it.
I'm
like
pretty
make
sure.
Look pointier.
I look like a normal guy. I have a buzz cut.
I can't part it.
Okay, he looks like Dracula, who's not good at comedy. Hacula.
Have you ever seen a normal guy? That's just what you look like the Bat Boy from Daily.
I do have
what is
bat
it?
Ears, so I'm kind of in the. Bob Keane.
If we were going to play a basketball game, we could play balds versus hairs.
Okay. Yeah. We could do that, and we'd crush you guys.
You look like the bat boy for the National Enquirer is what I meant to say.
I am really good at three-point layups.
I should have said hairs versus skins. That would have been better.
Okay. Well, we don't try to talk about skins on here.
No.
Sadly, we got to land this plane because we got this. We got this open mic to run, guys.
Some of your jokes?
So I hope we're all
fucking. You
want to
hear a knock-knock joke?
Can you do a reaction video to the podcast we just did?
Yes.
We'll do a reaction to a bad comedy episode, the Sam Talent one.
Right now, please.
Sam, I thought we were friends.
Wow, that was.
What's going on here?
Look at these guys talking.
What are their names?
Is this place a villa or apartment?
No, you guys would be on Jerks, and this is what the fans at home would say. Who are they? Who are they? I've never heard of these
guys. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening everywhere. So many people do. Follow them at Bad Comedy.
Yeah, and at Bad Boy Comedy. Follow him at Cool Jason Melton.
Go follow him.
You guys got a following? Is anybody going to see this?
No.
Okay.
We're putting it on Patreon.
Yo, grab merch at badcomedy.org and then join patreon.com/badcomedy to join the army of 80 baddies that pay money to listen to ours.
A lot of baddies, a lot of jerk mates out there.
Cool Stupor Club. Go to coolstuporclub.com for tea.
Okay. We're not going to
do that. 25% off. 25% off with our promo code BADCOMEDY.
And lastly, go to coolsteeperclub.com for 25% off tea.
Try and drag these guys off the stage, you guys.
Adam Gilbert is grabbing.
We love you guys.
I love you guys. Thank you.